The Ministry of Health has begun moves to position itself to contain any possible outbreak of the Zika virus in the country. In this direction, the sector minister has directed the Ghana Health Service to alert all health professionals about the disease and make adequate preparations at all health facilities to immediately manage any Zika outbreak in Ghana. Deputy Minister of Health, Dr. Victor Bampo, told Radio Ghana that circulars are being sent to all health centers to be mindful of the disease. The Zika virus is an infection that affects pregnancies, leading to babies with brains undeveloped.
You know, the WHO declared Zika as a public health emergency of international concern. We ourselves, have asked the Ghana Health Service to look at ways by which we can get our health workers prepared. The Director General is issuing a circular to all health workers. By the end of the week, there would also be something in the press for the general population.
Are we prepared as a country? Because it appears it's not only from mosquito bites. A Venezuelan person went to the US and he had sex with somebody, and that person he has sex with is likely to have the virus. Are we prepared as a country?
It is of concern to us because it is primarily spread by mosquitoes, the type of mosquitoes, not the ones that spread malaria, but another type which we also have in Ghana. So it's something that is of concern. It started in the late 1940s in Uganda, and then it moved away to Polynesia, and now it's gone to Brazil. So because it's been in Africa before, and because the vector of transmission, the mosquito, is here, we know that potentially it can come here. There are two things of concern when it comes to Zika. The first one is that it causes microcephaly, which is the small heads of babies who are born, with the attendant deficits in neurological function, in the brain function. The second is that it's been noticed that for some of the people who have the virus, for a few of them, when they come out, they have some kind of paralysis. So definitely it's of concern to us, and our health officials are looking at how they...
Exactly. Now, it's a public health emergency.
Yes.
What's happening at our borders? People travel from outside, they come to our country, and we are now going to make a move as to how we can manage if it comes to Ghana. What is the immediate...
We are all in the same soup. Ghana is not an island when it comes to the Committee of Nations. But I always talk about differentiating between alarm and concern. Because when you are alarmed, sometimes you react out of proportion to the problem and you create a bigger problem. When you are concerned, you take measured steps to make sure that you deal with the issue. That's why we need to trust the institutions that have been set up to deal with it. That's the Ghana Health Service and the allied organizations under the Ministry of Health. They would look at it and they would give us the proper directives as to how to go about it. But I don't think that we should be unduly alarmed. We should be concerned, and we are taking the steps to make sure that we respond against it.
Deputy Minister of Health, Dr. Victor Bampo. Meanwhile, the Zika virus is spreading through the Americas, with WHO declaring it a global public health emergency. Already, 404 cases have been confirmed, up from 270 last week. The disease is known to be transmitted through mosquito bites. However, a new strain has been found. The rare case is transmitted through sex, raising serious concerns.